The editor of the Daily Mirror has told the Leveson Inquiry into Press Standards that it's possible that phone hacking took place at the paper. Richard Wallace said the practice may have been used without his knowledge. Last month, Mr. Wallace's predecessor as editor, Piers Morgan, told the Inquiry he had no reason to believe that journalists at the paper had hacked into phones. Our correspondent, Peter Hunt, has been listening to today's evidence.
The extent of phone hacking in the newspaper industry is a significant area of interest for this inquiry. It looked in some detail at whether or not it was an illegal practice used at titles owned by Trinity Mirror. The company's chief executive, Sly Bailey, said she'd seen unsubstantiated allegations but no evidence. Tina Weaver, the editor of the Sunday Mirror, told the inquiry there was no guarantee it hadn't occurred at her tabloid. And Richard Wallace, who's in charge of the Daily Mirror, accepted it was possible that what he called a fairly sensational story about Ulrika Johnson's relationship with the former England football manager Sven-Göran Eriksson could have come from phone hacking. He was questioned by the barrister David Barr.
Is it true that there was phone hacking going on amongst the show business team?
No, not to my knowledge.
You say not to my knowledge. Can I take it, therefore, that it's possible that it was going on but being hidden from you?
It might well have been.
Richard Wallace described the Daily Mirror's coverage of Christopher Jefferies as a black mark on his editorial record. The editor apologised to the landlord from Bristol, who was wrongly arrested in 2010 on suspicion of murdering Joe Yates. His paper, along with others, was fined for contempt of court and sued for libel. The inquiry heard that the tabloid's crime correspondent was told off the record by police that they were confident Mr. Jefferies was their man.